KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 73 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms later this morning and this afternoon, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a double fatal crash July 17th just north of Council Bluffs may have been caused by the driver texting a message and not paying attention to the road. The driver of the vehicle, 19-year-old Elizabeth Chadwick of Rural Crescent, and her passenger, 18-year-old Jessica Weinfurtner of Council Bluffs, died in the late-night crash with another vehicle. An investigation by the sheriff's office showed Chadwick, who was driving a 2003 Mitsubishi Eclipse, was southbound near Old Lincoln Highway when her car drifted off the road to the right. When Chadwick overcorrected, the car entered the northbound lane and collided with an airport shuttle van. The accident happened around 11:15 p.m., and both women died at the scene. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker said Chadwick had placed a phone call at 11:10 p.m. and then sent a text message at 11:11 p.m. He said it appears that she was texting around the time the accident occurred. Danker acknowledges they can't prove that, but said there was nothing else to indicate why the car would have dropped off the shoulder on the passenger side of the road. Authorities did find alcohol in the car at the crash scene, but a toxicology report showed alcohol was not a factor. The report also showed trace amounts of marijuana were in the systems of both women. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday on a charge of breach of peace. Red Oak police report 18-year-old Tyler L. Gene Coddington was arrested Thursday evening at Dutton Park. His bond was set at $300. A North Dakota woman was injured Thursday evening when the motorcycle she was riding on went out of control and crashed into a ditch. The accident happened at around 6:10 p.m. in Monona County on Interstate 29 southbound. The Iowa State Patrol's 62-year-old Terry Lundberg of West Hope, North Dakota, was injured when a 1999 Honda motorcycle driven by her 63-year-old husband Lee went out of control after the rear tire went flat. The cycle and a small two-wheeled trailer it was pulling left the road and entered the west ditch where it overturned. Lundberg was transported to Burgess Memorial Hospital in Ottawa. There was no report available on her condition. Police say they're searching for two men who tried to lure two children into their van in Sioux City. Officials say an 11-year-old girl and her 9-year-old brother were approached Wednesday afternoon. The kids said one of the men told them their mother was sick and that they should go with them because he was a friend of the family. The kids didn't believe the story and didn't get in the vehicle. Police say the men then tried to grab the pair, but the children got away on their bicycles and went to their grandparents' home. Sioux City police say stranger abductions in that community are rare. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green yesterday has urged residents of the community to remove the keys from their vehicles and make sure they're locked at all times when not in use. Green says in recent days a number of incidents have occurred where vehicles have been entered and items, including keys, have been removed. One of the most recent incidents, according to Green, resulted in the vehicle being stolen a few days after the keys were found to be missing. State Emergency Management Division officials say the water being released into the Missouri River from the Gavin's Point Dam will gradually be reduced beginning on August 17th. The chief of the division's Readiness Bureau, Joyce Flynn, says sonar soundings are scheduled to begin before the water goes down to try and identify the damage.
This would be bases of towers or bridge abutments, things like that.
The U.S. Geological Survey is helping with the soundings, and it will help them be prepared to start repairs once they can get to those structures.
We are working to identify a list of critical infrastructure, and then the USGS, in conjunction with some other federal partners, the counties, will begin the work on doing those soundings to determine where there might be areas of concern while the water is gradually coming down.
Flynn says the water releases will drop from 150,000 cubic feet per second now to 90,000 cubic feet per second by the end of August. The Iowa Air National Guard says residents in northwestern Iowa and parts of western Iowa should expect to see and hear some low-flying military planes participating in training operations over the next several months. The Guard said Thursday evening that Operation Badger Denial will begin August the 9th, which is next Tuesday, and take place on selected days throughout December. The exercise will take place in an area that will extend west from Carroll to Charter Oak, north to Sanborn, and east to Whittemore. In that zone, aircraft will operate at altitudes between 8,000 and 2,500 feet and could be audible as late as 9 p.m. The Guard says F-16 fighter jets will be flying over much of northwest Iowa, while a KC-135 tanker aircraft will also be operating in parts of western Iowa around the Carroll area. The Guard says, though, that nothing will be dropped from those planes. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. News time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 88-year-old Mary Olive Swanson of Stewart died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Mary Swanson will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 90-year-old Irma Blakely of Cranston, Rhode Island, died Sunday. Graveside services for Irma Blakely will be today at 11 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Patricia Ann Ursham Keating of Casey died Sunday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Pat Keating will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 69-year-old James George Kearns of Stewart died July 29th in Minneapolis. A gathering of friends and family and visitation for James Kearns will be held tomorrow from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. 82-year-old Bernard Gittens of Stewart died Wednesday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Gittens will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 92-year-old Wilma Billy McGill Inhofe of Woodbine and formerly of Atlantic died Sunday. Funeral services for Billy Inhofe will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Fouts Funeral Home in Woodbine. And 76-year-old David Sears of Atlantic and formerly of Des Moines died this morning at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for David Sears are currently pending with Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic assisting the family. Our news brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.